Commentator and NPR blogger Adam Frank is an astrophysicist on a quest to help you find your inner scientist. He says you can find the extraordinary in the ordinary. For instance, you too can overcome the tyranny of gravity. Just hop on an elevator.
The story of Isaac Newton and his apple is familiar to most folks. The apple was, supposedly, the seed of Newton's insight that gravity is a force that reaches out and pulls one object towards another. And intuitively, that's how we all understand gravity. It's a force relentlessly pulling us down, keeping our butts in our chairs and our feet on the ground. Albert Einstein, however, saw deeper into the universe around us, and you can too. All you have to do is take an elevator ride and pay very close attention. When you first step into an elevator, your legs bear the same weight as when you waited for the doors to open. But press the button for an upper floor, and for an instant, something wonderful, something magical happens. Your legs buckle. For a brief instant, it feels as if your weight increases. In other words, it feels as if gravity gets a little bit stronger. Then the moment passes as you continue cruising upwards. But just as you reach your floor, it happens again. Only this time, you feel yourself rise up just a bit. Your weight changes once more as gravity momentarily seems to weaken. There, you have just experienced variable gravity. Now, when Einstein looked at those little gravity jolts, he saw into the very heart of the cosmos. They were the key for his aha moment that gravity isn't about forces at all. It's about falling. Gravity, Einstein saw, is what happens when you take away forces and let things go with the flow of space. Now, snap those cables on your elevator, and what happens, other than a lot of yelling and panic? Inside, everything appears to go weightless. During the fall, you'd float like an astronaut in a space capsule. And that was how Einstein realized that apples don't fall because of forces. They fall because that's what space wants them to do. Gravity is space, bending and stretching like taffy. And even though you can never touch space, you can see that it has a shape by watching how things fall. So the variable gravity you feel in the elevator, that's just one way of getting past old Newton and his force. Sometimes I need to remind myself of this, so I like to carry a little red ball with me. When I'm in an elevator and the doors slide shut, I start tossing the ball into the air, hoping to witness that elusive moment of the elevator's brief acceleration. If I get it right, then just as my legs buckle, the ball begins to rise up, then hangs for a moment in the air, and then starts rising again. It's always a heart-stopping moment, as if for an instant I see gravity vary and get a hint of the bending space around me. And when I experience that moment of wonder, the elevator becomes a portal, allowing me to see past the day-to-day details to the grand universe all around us.
That was NPR blogger Adam Frank. He teaches at the University of Rochester. All this year, he's exploring new ways of appreciating the science in our everyday lives.